The Mishnah in Chaf Dalet on the day, that's 24b, brings a halacha of Shoychet Es HaBuchor. Yishech the Buchor, that it's permitted to be toilish the Seyar, to be toilish the hairs of the Buchor, while you're coming to do the Shechita of the Buchor, you can be toilish the Seyar. The Gemara asks on that, Boy in the name of Huna, Kinegdu b'yontav Mao. That what is permitted to be toilish, to pull the hairs off on the Bechor, would that be permitted also on Yontav before the Shechita to pull the hairs off? And the Gemara explains the question. Time Mao, time of Rav Yosi ben Hamashulam, is the reason of Rav Yosi ben Hamashulam Mishum dikasavra toilish lav, Hanegoyzes, is the reason it's permitted to do it by the Bechor, because of a concept toilish lav haimugoizes, by pulling, by plucking, it's not considered as shearing, it's not considered as goizes, which is shearing. The Torah does not permit to shear the b'chor, Rashi says, u'b'chor gizahu da'asar, t'chsiv v'loisi goiz. B'chor is not permitted to shear it by loisi goiz, who will constantly refer to as gziza. It's not permitted to be goizes. But that's only gziza, but to be toilish to pull it out by your hand, doesn't constitute gziza. That's why it's permitted. That's toilish. But ubi yontav aser, but that would not be, then it would not be permitted on yontav, the havale oiker dover migiduloi, but it would be an iser of oiker dover migiduloi, pulling out. Even though on the bechor would be mutter, because the Torah only answered it with a language of loy sigois, and toilish pulling out is not included in loisi goyz, but by Shabbos, yomtiv, which is mutter to yomtiv to do shechita, which is what called the tzorich ha-nefesh for the purpose of eating, but it will not be permitted to pull out the hairs because you're over the issur of oiker dava migiduloi, and we'll see in a minute that what seems to be from the simple understanding of the Gemara, the issur of giza, one of the lametas melachos that would be also on Shabbos. And it would apply to Yontav, that it's not what's called the Tzorech HaNefesh, not for the necessity of eating, would be the Goizev, and Oika, Dover Begdula, would be the Chlal, would be included in that Isser, because it doesn't say in the Torah, like Sigoiz, it says that you can't do these Malachas that are done in the Mishkan, that are done in the Tabernacle, and this would not be, this would be included of those Isserim. That's one way to understand the Mishnah, and therefore Yontav would be also. Or, the reason the Mishnah is because there's a dover, she'en miskaven. You didn't mean to pull out the cyrus, you were pushing it to the side, just it came out without kavana, without intent. So therefore on Yontav, it would be mutter for the same reason, to go ahead and move away the cyrus, as long as you don't intend to pull those cyrus out. So when the Gemara asked the question, I'll just repeat over the question of the Gemara, we'll see the answer in the Maskana, is toilish lav hanugoizes, the concept of toilish lav hanugoizes, pulling is not goizes, is a reason why by Bechor it's mutter. Toilish is not goizes, and by Bechor it says loisi goiz. Not a reason to be matzah by Yontav. The opposite is true. On Yontav it has the issue of oiker dover migdula, pulling out. It doesn't have to be directly what we call a maisik gziza, an outright action of gziza. The Gemara in the end comes out that Rav is mater, and the Gemara says, how can Rav be mater? He holds dover shem b'skav, meaning if you do without intent, if it comes out to be done, the action that's also, it is also. I'm skipping to the Gemara on Chot Hei Amud Aleph 25a. The Gemara says, about 10, 12 lines down, the Gemara says, of the oilim of a Rav, dover shem b'skavin also. It's also to do a dover shem b'skavin. The toilish lav hanugoizes. And toilish, pulling out, is not goizes. And Rashi explains, that's why he passed by the time of the Mishnah, loisi goiz, it says in the Torah. Therefore, a b'chor is mutter to be toilish. U'b'yontav hainu time of the shari, and yontav, the reason it's mutter, the havalei oikir davam gedulei kala achar yad. And yontav, the reason it's mutter is enechanami. It's true that it's oikir davam gedulei, it should be included in the Isser Malacha, what we call Goizes on Shabbos or Yontiv, but it's Kala'achar Yad. It's not a direct action. It's called indirect. It's the abnormal way to do it. That's the concept of Kala'achar Yad. It's Bishinui. It's not being done the direct way. It's done abnormally, kalachayad, and that's mutter. Even though kalachayad is going to be normally usher midrabanan, rabbinically prohibited, but here that we're going to do a shechita, we're coming to Shat for Yantiv, it's called Simchas Yantiv, and Mishum Simchas Yantiv, we will allow the Isser Darabanan of Kalachayad. While if it would be a Daraisa, a Tardika prohibition, a Tardika prohibition, it would not be allowed to go ahead and do it. So we're saying it's only a rabbinic prohibition, because it's a rabbinic prohibition, it's Kalachayad, that's why it's Mutar. It seems to be from the Gemara, and we'll see from Rashi and Tosa that is that the Gemara has now been machadish, has just now brought up this new concept of kalachayad. It's not the direct way, it's an abnormal way. Kalachayad, that's why it's mutter. Up to now, that wasn't the discussion in the Gemara. Now, the Gemara asked a question. And seemingly, the question of the Gemara is, how can I say it's called derech shinui kalachayad, it's not the normal way to do it? I see, but from a brisa, that if you're toilish, the feathers of a bird, that you're chayiv, you are going to be chayiv. Mishum Goy says you are over the iser of goyzeis. So here I'm saying in the Mishum Toilish, if I'm toilish, the hairs, if I take the hair off the animal, Talisha with my hands, it's mutter because it's called kalachayad at the shinoi. And I see that by taking off the feather of an animal, that's going to be yes, chayiv mishum goyzeis. And that's what Amar says. There's a difference. Shiny knaf, if you take off from the wings of an animal the feathers, the hainu orche, that is normal. The difference is that an animal, you don't take off the cirrus, you don't take off the hairs except by shearing it, cutting it, but you don't take it off by pulling it out. And by a feather of a bird, you would pull it out. And therefore, this is shaloi kadarka, this is kadarka. So the Gemara, now that it introduced to us that the cyrus, pulling off the cyrus is shaloi kedarkoi, asks a question. How can I say it's shaloi kedarkoi? It is the derech, I see your chayiv. The Gemara makes the chiluk. It differentiates between a bird and an animal. Pulling off the wing, the feathers of a bird is called kedarkoi. The feathers of the hair of an animal is what we call shaloi kedarkoi. Now, Tosfos is bothered very much by the wording of the Gemara and asks this question. The Gemara, really up to now, has told us two things. Toilish, lav hainu goizes. Toilish is not goizes. That concept of toilish, lav hainu goizes is in relation to understanding the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, you're allowed to take the cyrus out, toilish is a sayer, you can take the cyrus out for the Bechor. Rashi explained to us, because it says in the Torah, latigoiz, which permits you to go ahead and be toilish, because toilish is not included in the Isra Latigos. That's all in relation to the Isra by Bechor. By Shabbos, Yomtiv, when we deal with the Heterim, it's because it's Kalachayad. Meaning it's Mishnah. It has nothing to do with that terminology, toilish, lavan, and goizes. So when the Gemara asked, after it said that toilish is Kalachayad, the Gemara's way, where's the question, is it, the toilish, lavan, and goizes, how can I say that toilish is not goizes? I see by pulling out the feather of a bird, it is goizes. Tosfos asks, but that's not the discussion over here. Toilish hainu goizes, toilish lav hainu goizes. The concept of toilish hainu goizes and lav hainu goizes is directly discussing by a bechor, the isra gziza by a bechor, but it's not discussing the question of kalachayad. The Gemara's worried should be, how can I say it's called kalachayad? Halloy, we see from the braisa that it is kidarkoi. But the Gemara should say the answer. It's the difference between if it's an oif, a bird, or an animal. Why does the Gemara ask it in a misleading way? It seems to be asking a question on the concept of toilish lav hainu goizes or toilish hainu goizes, which is a question that the Gemara, that terminology is used regarding the question of bechor. If you're bechor, you can be toilish from or not. But this is a question, how could I say toilish? It's klachayad, I see you're chayv on Shabbos. So it must be, it's not kalachayad. And then you make the difference between oif and the hema. Why is it that the Gemara asks with this language of toilish lav hainu goizes, which is something that seemingly seems to be directly regarding the din of Bechor, not the question of Shabbos or Yom Tov? Tosfos leaves this with a tzarach in. He's very much bothered by it, especially he doesn't have an answer to it. I want to offer a possible mahalach based on what the Ramban discusses here in Hilchos Bechoros, which he has a sefer that he wrote halachas to the Dinei Bechor, and also what he writes in, what the Ramban is explains in Masechta Shabbos, that Ayin Dalam of his days, when he explains this brisa, that by toilish the knaf of the oif, you toilish the feathers of the oif, you're chayim mishum goizet. And I think with understanding that Ramban, we will see that Ramban read the Gemara very different from Rashi and Tosfos, and according to the Ramban's reading of the Gemara, the question sort of disappears by itself. It's a different reading of the Gemara, and it's a chiddush, it's a new idea how to learn the Gemara, not like Rashi or Tosfos. And like I said, with this Mahalach, I think that Tosfos' question is answered by itself, me'ilav, meaning the question really disappears. The Ramban over here in Hilchos Bechoros brings down a Shitas HaRambam, the opinion of the Rambam. What comes out from the Gemara is, we said, that pulling off the hairs of a behemoth is called Kalachar Yad, Shinoi. It's not the normal way, so therefore it's Mutar and Yad, Mishum Simchas Yad. But on a Oif, it is called Kedarko, that's the normal way. So therefore, it would not be Mutar and Yad to pull off the, it would be a Daraita, a Torah, the prohibition to pull off the feathers of a bird, because that's going to be a deraita, because that's kedarkoi. The Ramban therefore brings in the Shitas HaRambam that says that if a person is coming to be shoichet a behema on yantiv, it's mutter to be shoichet a behema, like we said, the tzorech oichol nefesh, it will be mutter to pull off the sayer, the hairs, where the makom hashchita. Why? Because that's called shaloi kedarkoi. But by an oif, if a person wants to shecht an oif on yantiv, it would not be permitted to go ahead and pull off the feathers around the makom hashchita. Why? Because that would be an issur d'oraisa. The issur d'oraisa is pulling off the feathers of a bird, we said, is kedarko. That's orche. That's the normal way. So since it's going to be a d'oraisa, then we can't be matter that on yantiv, because yantiv will only matter issur d'rabbanan, mishum simchas yantiv. We can't be matter a d'oraisa. That can't be. As an eila, it would be usur on yantiv to go ahead and pull off the feathers of a bird before the shechita. And the heter would only be by the behema. On this, the Ramban disagrees. Ramban says it's not true. And he explains that there's a very big difference between pulling off the hairs of an animal and the feathers of a bird. And he says, the feathers of a bird, after you did the shechita, the way you eat to prepare the bird to eat is you pluck off all the feathers. And then you cook the bird, you would salt it properly, you would prepare it to eat. So part of the preparation of the bird is to pluck out the feathers after you did shechita. So Ramban says, that's true that it's a malacha d'oraisa, but there are certain malachas on yantiv, there are certain prohibitions that are even Torah-dika prohibitions that are on yantiv that we permit. Those things like shechita, we're allowing, because that's called tzorech oichol nefesh, for the necessity of eating, we allow certain malachas. We also allow you to pluck the feathers after the shechita, because that's the tzorech oichol nefesh, that's part of preparing the food to be able to be eaten. So what's the difference, as Ramban, if you're doing after the shechita or before the shechita? So in the end, we will allow you to pluck the feathers, and it would, even after Misa, even after you kill the behema, there's still a chiyuv of goizes. And we still allow the din d'oraisa. Why? Tzorech oichol nefesh. So if we allow the din d'oraisa to be over the din of tzorech oichol nefesh by plucking the feathers later, who again, therefore we should also allow it beforehand. What's the difference? You're anyways going to allow to pluck the feathers at some time. So you can do it beforehand. Because it's meat in yantav v'dochis. It's given over yantav to be pushed off. But when you do it for animal, after you shecht an animal, you don't go ahead and start shearing the animal, you just skin the animal. So therefore it wasn't given over for yantiv to the heter of goizes. So the only reason on yantiv you can be goizes, cut off the hairs of the animal, would only because of the heter. It's only a kalachar yad. It's done in an abnormal or indirect way. That would be by the animal. There you wouldn't have a heter to do it, because anyway Shabbos is going to be pushed off. Or yantiv is going to be pushed off, I'm sorry. Yantiv will be pushed off. But when we deal with the issur by the oif, anyways you're allowed to pluck the feathers off later, so why can't you pluck it before? It's the same malacha of goizeh, that's futter, on yantiv, letzorech, or yichol nefesh, for the necessity of eating. That is what the Ramban discusses. Now the Ramban, when he explains it, he says, because goizes, the malacha of goizes, is a malacha that makes no difference if the animal is living or is dead. Either which way, you have the iser of goizes. You're cutting off the hairs, you're cutting off the, you take off the feathers of the bird. That would be a malacha, even if the behemoth is dead. So even after you did shechita, you're allowed to pluck the feathers of the bird. So therefore, why not be allowed to do it beforehand? It's soisali dochis, etzel yanta, this iser of plucking the bird. Plucking the feathers of the bird. The Ramban then ventures and says, don't mention, maybe you would say that there's another iser by taking off the feathers. And that would be what we call oiker davar migiduloi. Here the Ramban means, he explains it in Shabbos, in Sechel Shabbos more, here it means, when the Ramban says oiker davar migiduloi, he means meleches koitzer, tzira. One of the malachas of Shabbos, the Ramban says malachas, chorish koitzer, though one of those malachas are, one of the first malachas is tzira, to cut it. Zareya, chorish koitzer, to cut. So you might say, just like it's also to cut the weeds, it's also to cut plants, it's also to cut those things that are mechubel lekarka, that are connected to the ground. Also, we'll say it's not permitted to cut things off of things that are called gidule karka, things that are, its sustenance is from the ground. And we consider behemoths, the many Rishonim explain this, behemoths are considered what are called gidule karka. Their growth is from the ground, not because they're connected to the ground, but their sustenance comes from things that are in the ground. Therefore, they're called gidule karka. So maybe I'll venture to say that the iser is oiker davar migiduloi. If the iser is oiker davar migiduloi, that iser would apply only while the bird is living, not after it dies. So maybe I'll say the reason would be also to be toilish, to take off the feathers of the bird, is because the feathers of the bird, while it's living, besides the iser of goizer shearing, there's an iser of koitzer, of what's called oiker davar migiduloi, taking it away from taking it from its sustenance, being oiger from where it grew. That would be an iser that would only apply while it's living. So therefore, on that iser, I can't say that that applies even la'achar misa, after it's dead. So I don't have a heter of koitzer by oif, mishum the tzorach oichal nefesh. Once I kill the animal, there's no more, there's not going to be a chiyuv of koitzer, just while it's living. So maybe I'd say it's been toilish, the feathers of the oif is called kidarkoi, I should have an iser of koitzer. And that's not huter after the misa. So maybe so that's the reason for the Rambam that it's also to do with its kidarkoi. On that, the Ramban says no. The Ramban does explain why we don't say it's not koitzer, but he brings a raya it's not koitzer. The reason is because if I would say that it's meleches koitzer, even by a behema, I should apply that klal koitzer, and it would not be potter because it's klacher yad. Because meleches koitzer, oiker davar migiduloi, is not called mishuna when you do a toilesh. The klal is because toilesh, what we're saying, toilesh is a klacher yad, the gave regarding the malacha, regarding the chelik of goizes. But regarding oiker davar migiduloi, when you're taking something from sustenance, that is called kedarkoi, because mishum oiker davar migiduloi, it is always kedarkoi to do it derech tlisha, even pulling it out of the ground, it's called kedarkoi. The Ramban seems to learn that even though in the specific instance, the specific case that we're talking about, that the animal pulling off hairs, it's a loy kedarkoi, but since the general malacha, normally for koitzer, toilish is called kedarkoi, who would then in this specific instance, it would be shaloy kedarkoi, but you look at the general name of the malacha. The malacha of koitzer, toilish is included. So even if in a specific instance, toilish would not be normal way to do a gziza, or toilish would not be the normal way to be koitzer, but in the general shame hamalacha, the general name of the malacha would be, then it would still be called kedarkoi, even though in this specific instance it's not. So the Ramban proves from that, that by you cannot have meleches koitzer by hairs of an animal, by feathers of a bird, because if it would apply by hairs of an animal, feathers of a bird, then it would be called kedarko by a bird and by an animal. Again, the reason would be, as we said, that the Ramban holds that if it were toilish, always the concept of pulling out is considered kedarkoi, even if it's by an animal that's not exactly kedarka, but the general name of the malacha would be kedarka. So says Ramban, we're only left with one possibility. That possibility is malacha of goizes. And that's the Gemara says, malacha of goizes, you don't have by an animal, it's a shinoi. By a bird you have it, but, like we said, by a bird, that malacha applies before it died and after it died. And since after it died, you're allowed to do the goizes, you're allowed to pluck its feathers, Hu'adin, also you're allowed to do it beforehand. Because it's neat to do that on Yom Tov. That's what the Ramban says in a nutshell over here in Hilchos Bukharis. In Masechet Shabbos, the Ramban adds something on. And he explained the concept, do we have a malacha of oikadav dula koitzer also by balei chayim, not only by things that are directly connected to the ground, mechubal karka, but balei chayim which are called gedulei karka. So Ramban says, ikara, in the hava mina, in the first thought, that's like that we thought, the kol biyad told of the toileshu. Any time you do it with your hands, that's a told of toilesh. The kol b'kli told of the goizer. But when it's done with a kli, with a instrument, then that's going to be goizes. But when it's done with your hands, that's called toilesh. The hashtam rinan, the kulan mishun goizes. You never have by an animal what we call toilesh, which would be koitzer. Hilkach lekel mesa mishun toilesh klal. You can't ask, you can't say it's not permitted because of toilesh, because of koitzer. Because, as we said, it's not the derech to be goizes by toilesh. But the half amin of the Gemara, the Ramban says, holds that there is another malacha. The malacha is not just goizes, but the malacha is koitzer. The Chiddush HaRan explains it more at length, but the way it comes out from the Ramban, a little bit of the remez, a little bit just understanding from the Ramban, and the Chiddush HaRan in more at length, is if they read the Gemara completely different from the way Rashi and Tosfos read the Gemara. Rashi and Tosfos read the Gemara that the Gemara says Toilesh Lavan the Goizes. That's referring to the Isra of Bechor, the Goizes. Then the Gemara discusses Oikodav and Megiduloi, the Isra of Goizes. And the end of the Gemara came on, it was Mechadish Tosfos. Then it taught us that there's a new concept to be allowed on Yom Tov because it's Derech Shinoi, it's Klachayad, it's not the normal way to do it. It's indirect, it's abnormal, and therefore that's why it would be Musar. Now Ramban seems to learn that's not the way the Gemara reads. The Gemara reads like this, Kinegda b'yantav Musar, my taima. Do we say that Toilish lav hanu goizes? Toilish is not goizes. Not only is Toilish not goizes in relation to the Isser of Bechor, but Toilish is not goizes also regarding Melacha Shabbos. Toilish is not goizes. Because when the Torah answers goizes as one of the lamitas malachas, it does not answer toilish. Because we know it's not kedarko, it's not the derech to do it. Right? The Ramban learns that we knew in the beginning of the Gemara. But the Gemara thought the reason would be also answered for another iser. The havli oikadavim migiduloi. Oikadavim migiduloi is not a borrowed term, it's literal. Oikadavim migiduloi means koitzer. I thought that we had another one of the lamitas malachas to apply legabe the iser of plucking the hair, plucking feathers we'll see soon, that would be the Isser of Koitzer. So if I pluck the hair off the behema, I have an Isser also of Koitzer. Not like Rashi, Toitzer, the Lord, we're only talking about the Isser of Goizers. The Gemara and the Havamina understood that from the Isser of Goizers, I would, it's a Shinur, Toilish Lavhan of Goizers. Also the Gadon HaChazanta, but there's another Isser, that's the Ramban says, Kafaradaisa, that's the Isser of Koitzer. Koitzer is an Isser, that would be Oikodav Migduloi, and that, you don't have the Heter of Shinoi, of Klachayad. It's only in relation to Koitzer. It's only in relation to Goizes. Legabe Toilesh of Koitzer, there, since in the general sense of the Malacha, normally you do the Malachas Koitzer, you do the Lamates Malachas, that Malacha Koitzer, by picking it up, by pulling it out, Hu'adim, so it's going to be also by the Behema, even though in this specific instance, that would be a Shinoi, but in the general sense of the name of the Malacha, it would not be called a Shinoi. On that, the Gemara goes further, and then the Gemara says something in the end. What's the Tam Rav? Now over here, there's a different girsa in the Hilchos Bechoros Ramban, that's reprinted recently, that they bring down the girsas and the kitzvei Ramban on Hilchos Bechoros, not like that we have printed in the Mizuna Shas, and they read the Gemara's answer in the Rav like this. V'homa Rav, Alok Rav Yehuda, Alok like Rav Yehuda, how could he say that we can read Mako, Dorshim Eskavim is going to be Osir, U'mahajinim, Lo'oilim Sava Rav, Dorshim Eskavim Osir. The Toilish, Lav, Hainu, Goizes. Toilish is not Goizes. It doesn't read it that the Gemara is coming to Machadish to us, it doesn't have that Gersa. Now the Gemara is just repeating over it, Toilish, Lav, Hainu, Goizes. What does it mean according to Ramban? Well, it means according to Ramban is everything we were saying up to now. That the Ramban knew when the Gemara said Toilish, Lav, Hainu, Goizes, it meant it's a Shimu, Legave, that one, Malacha, called Goizes. Toilish, Lav, Hainu, Goizes. Legave, the Yitzhar also, in relation to the Yitzhar of cutting the hairs of a Bechor, Giza of Bechor, and also in relation to the malacha of goizes, it's a shimoi. But the Gemara in the Havni thought that besides the isser of goizes, is also a malacha, which he called koitzer, and in relation to koitzer. Toilish is not a shimoi, it's not different. On that, the Gemara answers up, no, it falls off from that. There's no such thing as koitzer by animals or birds. Why? Like we said, the maskana is that's not called mechubal karka, that's not directly connected to the ground, it's only called sustenance comes from the ground. It's yoinek yinakaka. It lives from things that grow in the ground. But it's not enough to be called connected to the ground. And legabe, and to be chayav mishum koitzer, you need exactly what we call mechubal karka. So that the Gemara says, and that the Gemara answers up, the reason is toilish lav hanu goizes. Don't say more, because toilish lav hanu goizes says everything according to Ramban. It tells us that you only have a malach of goizes, in relation to the malach of goizes, the only thing, the only issue that there is going to be goizes, and here it's a shinoi. Toilish is a shinoi in malacha of goizes. Pulling the hairs out, plucking the hairs out, is a shinoi. So, according to Ramban, when it says the word toilish afan of goizes, it's relating to the malacha, not only in relation to the iser of cutting the hairs of the bechor, but also the gavi malachas, shadas the yomtiv. And the Gemara is saying, toilish, lavan of goizes, and we fell off from the malacha of goizes, so we left the cloud, it's a shinoi. On that, the Gemara asks, how can I say Toilish Lav Hanu Goizes? Meaning, according to Ramban, included in the words of Toilish Lav Hanu Goizes is not only the heter by Bechor, but also the heter of Shinoi or Klachayad in relation to the Malacha of Goizes. And therefore, according to Ramban, the Gemara reads exactly the way it says. The Toilish Lav Hanu Goizes, how can I say it's a Klachayad? That's the Gemara says, I see by bird now. Like that, the Gemara answers up, by bird it's the way, normal way, and by an animal it's not the normal way. But the Maskam of the Gemara said, according to Ramban, the Toilish Lav Hanu Goizes includes also this, the Lashon, the language. Toilish Lav Hanu Goizes is also including the Heter by Toilish that is called Kala'achar Yad. That would be the way the Ramban learned the Gemara. All Toysis, Rashid, and the Gemara, Toilish Lav Hanu Goizes does not mean that. Only in the end of the Gemara is in Machadish to us, that we have a new thing called Kalachayad, and the Gemara should have asked directly on that thing. How can I say it's called Kalachayad? I have a brisa that seemingly says it's not called Kalachayad. That's how the Gemara would read according to Ramban, which is different than Toysis, and according to Ramban there would not be any question of Toysis that he asked, because the word according to Ramban, Toysis Lav Hanu Goizes, means exactly that. It's a Shinoi Toysis Lav Hanu Goizes. According to this concept that we set in Ramban, we can see that it's different than the way the Mishabur understand, and the Mishabur seem to understand like most of the Rishonim. We just said that Ramban, when he discusses what's called Shinoi or not, he doesn't only look at the specific actions that have been done. Is this specific action called the normal way to do it or not? He looks at the general malacha. Take malachas koitzer, cutting things that are going from the ground. So you don't just cut, you also are toilish, you also pluck, you pull them out from the ground, that's called normal. So even if I'd be talking about specific things by animal. And I'd apply, say, koitzer applies by animals, which it doesn't. But in the Hav, I mean, when he thought that it did apply, I would say, you're chayiv. Even if, in this specific case, I'm discussing an animal, it's not the normal way. But I look at the general name of the malacha. Is it a shinoi or not a shinoi? So from here, we can see differently than the way the Mishabur passes. The Mishabur passes up here, many Rishonim, but at least according to our mind, we'd be able to see differently. Mishabur says that what we have a halacha in our sugya, toilish lav hanu goizes, and therefore if you pluck the hairs off the animal, it would be mutter, it would be potter, it would be only called shalika darkoi. That's only when it's living. But when it's dead, it dies, it's a, it's a hide, just the skin, then it would be called kedarko, it would be called normally. Because why don't you pluck the animals off the animal that's living? It hurts the animal. That's called shalei kedarko. You don't normally do it that way. But if it's dead, you also pluck. It's also called kedarko. Shamu does bring down a machlokes achronim in this, but he's machria. He, in the end, decides to go with that sheet of that day that holds it. That will be called kedarko. That's what the Mishnah Berurah holds. And he just compares if a lady has a fur coat or anything like that, and she would, by accident, or anyone has a, anything made out of a skin that has hairs on it, animal skin has hairs like a fur coat, and it pulled the hair, one of the hairs out with their hands, it would not just be a rabbinic prohibition, but it would be a Zoraisa Torah prohibition, because that's called kedarko. It's only shalot kedarko by a human being, by a chai, by a living animal, but not by a mace. But according to what we said, according to the Ramban, you don't look at every specific instance. You look at the malacha b'kalusa, the general name of the malacha. Goizir, the Gemara holds, toilish lav hana goizir. In malachas goizir, toilish is not the derech. So toilish is not included. Plucking is not included in the malacha of goizir. So if you have a specific instance that might be called kidarkoi, that doesn't make a difference. The question is, what's the general name of the malacha? The general name of malacha of goizir does not include toilish, but that's not kidarkoi. It's not included in the umbrella of goizir, though. The toldos of goizir don't include toilish, because in most cases, when it's chai, and that's when you normally cut it, it's not considered kedarkoi. Therefore, the malacha does not include toilish, even, according to Ramban, we've learned the flip side, even if it would be kedarkoi. Just like we saw from the Ramban, if it would be koitzer, and it's a case of shaloi kedarkoi, it's not the normal way, it would be considered, you'd be chai, because the general name of the malacha is kedarkoi, to be toilish. Who are then? So is true in the opposite way. And when we talk about goizes, and toilish is not goizes, so even if it's in a specific instance, it would be kedarko. When it's nice, goizes, it would only be a rabbinic prohibition and not a zoraisa prohibition. And it could be this is the reason for those achronim, for those later authorities, codifiers, who do say that it would only be a rabbinic prohibition and not a Torah prohibition to pluck hairs off, like say a fur coat, anything of that nature, or anything like that, that would be only a rabbinic prohibition, because the whole Torah, Shavu, and the Goyzer. The Mishabur does not pass them like that. The Mishabur holds it would be a Deraisa.